All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. It's Thursday, March 30th. I'm Kathy Werzer. It was a quiet and cold start to the morning ahead of a storm system with a smorgasbord of weather elements that will hit starting late this afternoon. Winter weather advisories will go into effect for central and northeastern Minnesota for freezing rain, sleet, and snow tonight. Winter storm watches for much of southern and central Minnesota for heavy snow and strong winds tomorrow afternoon and Friday night. Now throw into the mix showers and thunderstorms for southern Minnesota tonight and tomorrow, and you have a mess. The rest of the forecast in just a few. Fire crews are mopping up after a train derailment and fire that prompted the evacuation of portions of the small town of Raymond, Minnesota, in Candiohi County earlier this morning. Residents received emergency alerts on their phones while they slept, telling them to evacuate to a nearby Prinsburg, Minnesota school. 22 cars carrying ethanol and corn syrups derailed around 1 o'clock this morning, causing a big fire. No one was injured, and the derailment is under investigation. President Joe Biden will be in Minneapolis on Monday as part of his Investing in America tour. According to a statement from the White House, Biden will talk about his economic agenda, American manufacturing, and clean energy. The president's complete agenda has not been released yet. The sex trafficking trial of Tony Lazzaro continues today. A former friend of the one-time Minnesota Republican Party strategist and donor gave the FBI text messages and other new evidence just before federal prosecutors were due to cross-examine Lazzaro yesterday. Matt Sepik has more.
In court, Lazzaro admitted to having sex with five girls ages 15 and 16, but he denied that the cash and gifts that he gave them were in exchange for sex. He also denied paying his co-defendant to be his recruiter. But prosecutor Melinda Williams confronted Lazzaro with inconsistencies between that testimony and a text he gave to former friend Charles Bittman in 2020, where Lazzaro allegedly used the word recruiter. Bittman sent the exchange to the FBI late Tuesday, plus a photo of three girls allegedly on Lazzaro's bed that jurors had not seen. In another exchange, Lazzaro allegedly wrote RIP my brother in reference to the late sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein on the anniversary of his death. I'm Matt Sepik, Minneapolis.
In other news, Governor Tim Walz says he's open to legislative feedback on the future of the governor's residence. NPR News reported earlier this week that the first family will rent a home in the upscale Sunfish Lake area for $17,000 a month. The governor's mansion on Summit Avenue in St. Paul is set to undergo a months-long renovation starting in late May. In an unrelated news conference yesterday, Walz said he doesn't have strong feelings about where he lives, and he said his team vetted options for a temporary home.
Of all the things I'm dealing with, whether it's the equity issues or this or whatever, I'm pretty agnostic where I lay my head. I certainly welcome, if the legislature's job is oversight, go do it. It's better than banning books. It's better than demonizing kids. Go do that oversight. I accept whatever they find.
Republican lawmakers have said the state could have found a temporary place at a lower price tag. Nearly a decade after its last run in Waconia, the Taste of Minnesota Festival may be about to reemerge, this time in downtown Minneapolis. Tim Nelson has details.
The festival started in St. Paul in 1983, initially as a draw for people in the Twin Cities who didn't leave town for the 4th of July. Food booths, bands, and fireworks on the state capitol grounds became a summertime staple and drew as many as 200,000 people at its peak. But the festival slowly devolved and took on a more carnival atmosphere as it moved to St. Paul's Harriet Island. Its key founder died in 2010, and an effort to juice up the entertainment and charge admission flopped a year later. The festival shut down in 2015. But a 59-word provision tucked into a state budget bill includes $1.8 million for the Minneapolis Downtown Council as a one-time taxpayer subsidy for the festival. The bill was heard in a committee on Wednesday. A spokesperson said details weren't ready to be released, but said more would be revealed in the days ahead. I'm Tim Nelson.
Well, here is a sure sign of spring. Twins open the regular season this afternoon in Kansas City. It's the first game of a three-game series against the division rival Royals. The Twins' home opener is 1 week from today. The Wild beat the Avalanche last night in Colorado 4-2, solidifying a hold on first place in the Western Conference. So I mentioned this messy weather forecast. It indeed is a mess. Looking at winter weather advisories, winter storm watches, today it's going to be actually pretty quiet. We'll start with some sunshine, cloud up, chance of light freezing rain, freezing drizzle and snow this afternoon across northern Minnesota, rain late in the afternoon in southern Minnesota, highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s in the northwest, 40s in the southeast. Tonight, snow, rain, freezing rain, thunderstorms, like I say, a little bit of everything. And then Friday, rain changes to snow, especially in the afternoon. Heavy snow at times Friday night. Chance of snow Saturday morning, and then clearing skies Saturday afternoon. If you're looking for more news right now, you can always stream us by going to nprnews.org. You can download our news app. Tell your smart speakers to play NPR News or just turn on the radio. Hope you have a good day today. I'm Kathy Borser.